World Radio Switzerland.
Time to find out about the upcoming show that Geds are putting on, Steel Magnolias. I am joined in the studio by Aisling Balmes, who is in the cast, and also on the line we have Anne-Marie Mendez, also in the cast. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, Kat.
Good morning, Kat. Nice to be here.
Morning, morning. So let's find out some of the details about Steel Magnolias. I know that the film was such a wild success. Aisling, can you give us a bit of an idea of what the show is actually about? What's the plot?
I can indeed. So this show is set in Chincapin Parish in Louisiana in a hair salon. So this is Truvy's hair salon, and this show really centers around the lives and the ups and downs of six women. So we have Truvy and Annelle, who are our hairdresser and assistant. We have our three regulars to the hair salon, Clary, Weezer and Malin, and Shelby, who's Malin's daughter. So really, we're getting to know these women through their conversations in the hair salon over about a year and a half. And really, it's just about their friendship, their sisterhood, and the sort of joys that comes from that very close bond. And we really get to see how their lives progress over that time and how they are always there for each other. And there's such love between these women. So it's a beautiful and heartwarming play. And there really is just, there's so much comedy, as you can imagine, from how women speak to each other when they're, you know, in private and just only women around. But there is also a lot of heart, a lot of emotion, and just the beauty. Yeah.
There's women on stage. Would you say it's a play or a film with women, for women specifically?
I mean, it's certainly for any woman, you'll be able to recognize sort of what that's like to kind of speak to your friends. But I think that it's a sort of universal thing to find this deep connection between women as sort of an enriching thing, whether you sort of directly or indirectly experience it. I think it's just, it's something we all know from our lives. And it's, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to see.
Anne-Marie, I'd like to come over to you. Tell me a little bit about your character and what your character goes through.
Oh, wow. My character is Clary Belcher, née Marmillion. And she's a very wealthy, elderly but sprightly widow who's football mad. She's got a terrible sweet tooth. And she's a bit of a feeder. She's a bit of a mother hen to the other women. But she's coming to terms with being just sort of a widow just 1 year after the death of her husband. So she's, you know, going through her own journey, if you like, with that. But she's got some very sharp quips with the women as well. So a lot of the comedy comes from her lines too. I think one of my favourite lines with her is, the only thing that separates us from the animals is our ability to accessorize. So she's that kind of lady. She's very classy, but very, can be very eccentric as well.
Does this show ever step away from the salon? Do we ever see snippets of what's happened in their lives? Or it really is set in the salon and we only really experience the stories that they tell through them telling them to us, to each other?
Yeah, I mean, it is very much set in the salon, but the language is so rich that their descriptions of events outside of that salon really do carry the audience to those areas as well.
It's interesting that it's all through that one person's perspective as well. When it's one person that's sharing their story, you really learn their perspective and then the reactions of other women around it. I would like to ask Aisling the same question, though, about your character. What does your character bring to this?
So my character is Annelle Dupuis de Soto, and she is the newcomer at the very beginning of the play. She's only 19. She's the youngest, the baby of the crew. And she's new to Chincapin Parish. And as we see in the first scene, all of the rest of the women are grilling her about where she comes from, what her story is. She's a bit of an enigma, but we see her really come out of her shell and just how much she's sort of taken into the fold by these women and becomes one of them very quickly. So she really grows into herself. She goes through a lot of different phases, I would say, across the play. So her character changes quite a lot. Most notably, she becomes a born-again Christian. But she is an incredibly endearing character. She's very funny. She's so earnest. Well, she's funny, but she doesn't realize she's funny. But she's just such a sweetheart. And I think she'll really enter people's hearts. And even though a lot of jokes are made at her expense, she really adores these women and they become her adopted mothers, I would say. And she loves them so deeply.
Must have been a pretty interesting rehearsal period so far. Oh, you've got another couple of weeks. I'd love to hear from you just how rehearsals have been going. A reminder to everyone that you guys are doing this around jobs, lives, studying. This is something that you're doing on top of living life. So how are the rehearsals going? Has it been a lot of late nights?
They're going really, really well. I told you my character's a bit of a feeder, and I decided to experiment with one of Clary's recipes for cuppa cakes. And I think I nearly poisoned the cast at the beginning because I think I got the recipe slightly wrong. But they've been great fun. And there is actually a scene towards the end of the play that Robert Harling wrote because he had a writer's block. And he kept thinking, what would my sister Susan, who he sort of was inspired by in terms of the playwriting, but what would my sister Susan do at this point? And so he's written a scene at the end of the play, which is quite over the top, quite outrageous. But if you want to see it, you need to come and see the show.
Fair enough. Let's talk practical details then. When is that show happening?
Yeah, so it's Tuesday the 8th of November to Saturday the 12th of November. It's at the Théâtre des Tessantes, Route de Jura in Coppet. Just need to point out though, if you're coming Tuesday to Friday, the show starts at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming on Saturday, it starts at the earlier time of 7 p.m. So that's quite important to remember. But opening night, you can actually have a glass of bubbly with the cast and crew after the show. And obviously the whole week we're going to be on a complete high with this. But seats are 35 francs and 25 francs. And they're available at www.geds.ch.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for telling us, both of you, all about Steel Magnolias, happening between the 8th and the 12th of November. Buy your tickets now. Geds.ch is where you can find all the info. Mm-hmm. Anne-Marie Mendez and Aisling Balmes, break a leg for the show. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kat.